Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, listeners who heard the Prozac Nation Revisited program on public radio stations were probably relieved to hear medical experts downplay the link between antidepressants and suicide. But they might have been less convinced if they were aware of the many connections between the show and pharmaceutical companies. All four of the medical experts featured in the program have ties to the drug industry. One guest is a PR executive whose firm flacks for more than a dozen drug makers, including Eli Lilly, the maker of Prozac. The series that produced the segment also receives grants from Eli Lilly.
As previously reported on the Weekly Radio Spin, the Heartland Institute works hard to prevent progress on the issue of climate change. The ExxonMobil-funded think tank has now turned its attention north of the border. In an attempt to influence Canadian school children, the global warming skeptics mailed DVDs and brochures to thousands of schools in every Canadian province. The Heartland DVD says that scientists are deeply divided on the role of human activity in global warming and that politics are overshadowing science. Here's a clip.
All of these theories are being explored by scientists to fully understand the complex factors that influence climate. However, the current political landscape endorses just one theory, that human-generated CO2 is the principal cause of global warming.
Those views are indeed promoted by political bodies, which is the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change.
Environmentalists are concerned by this effort by Heartland. The Sierra Club of Canada said, quote, "It's alarming that an American think tank is distributing misinformation on the most important issue of our time in Canadian schools to actually create an illusion that there is a scientific debate," end quote.
A top official with the Environmental Protection Agency says that she's being forced out of her job. She claims that because she exerted pressure on Dow Chemical to clean up dioxin contamination in her Midwest region, she was told to either quit or be fired. Other EPA sources praise Dow's cleanup efforts. The company has addressed some highly contaminated spots, but there's no timeline for the full cleanup project. Dow denies any role in the EPA official's departure. Environmentalists fear that the forced resignation will let polluters off the hook and will lead government regulators to conclude that going easy on industry equals job security. The Office of Representative Charles Dingell of Michigan is investigating the EPA official's complaint.
It's unusual that meat producers, the Humane Society of the United States, and Congress members would all be on the same side of an issue. But that's the case regarding regulation of downer cows in the human food supply. Downer cows are those too sick or hurt to stand for slaughter. Major industry groups recently reversed their position to join others in calling for an absolute ban. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture is not rushing to implement the appropriate regulations. Despite such an overwhelming consensus, a spokesperson for U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer said while the issue is considered serious, quote, "there's no position being taken right now," end quote. One concern about downer cows in the food supply is that they have a higher risk of passing mad cow disease on to consumers.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Dow Chemical and its pollution of Midwestern waterways. The chemical in question, dioxin, is one of the most dangerous substances. Dioxin causes a host of problems, including cancer, miscarriage, and birth defects. But Dow's chemical legacy spreads much farther afield than its home state of Michigan. During the Vietnam War, Dow produced the defoliant napalm for the U.S. military. Napalm burns on the bodies of fleeing Vietnamese civilians have been well documented. And dioxin, produced by Dow and other chemical companies, was a main ingredient of Agent Orange. In addition, one subsidiary of Dow is Union Carbide. Union Carbide was responsible for the 1980s industrial disaster in Bhopal, India, which killed thousands of people and continues to poison the area. In the first half of last year alone, Dow spent over $2 million lobbying Congress.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.